Ciao Marco, buongiorno, come stai?
Ciao Martin, buongiorno. Bene, grazie. Bene. Tu come stai?
Sì, bene anch'io, bene, grazie. Marco, che ora è?
Allora, per me, for me, sono le 9:30 di mattina.
Ah, e per me sono le 8:30 di mattina. Great. Okay. Another question for you then. Everybody should understand if they've been following our episode so far. Che giorno è oggi?
That's a good question, actually. Che giorno è oggi? Venerdì, credo.
Sì, venerdì. Venerdì. We just had a conversation about this, haven't we, beforehand, that you don't know what day it is often.
Right, I have no idea where I am or what day it is. But for our friends listening, it's probably gonna be Wednesday because that's the day we go live with each episode. We just have to record it a bit earlier because I need to edit out all the times that I, just go off the. Off the cliff with some tangent that's 15 minutes long and that not fit the
Well,
podcast.
we love it. We love it when you go off the cliff. It's the most exciting part of the episodio.
I would just say that the last episode before editing was 45 minutes, just
Wow.
for our friends to understand how much you have to take out. And it ended up being like 27, which is already pretty long, but yeah, 45 minuti? No, troppo.
Troppo, sì, too much. We did the conversation last time at the end of the episode. So hopefully some people have listened to that and maybe answered the questions. The first conversation we had was about the time, and it was well, as I said, adesso sono le 8. So what time was it, Marco?
Le 8, it was 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. See, and what did the word adesso mean? That was the question that followed up for a bonus point. And adesso.
Ah, that's a trickier one. But adesso means now. Another way to say that would be, for example, ora.
Right. Yeah. Different words. Different ways of saying the word now. That's an interesting one. Is that? Not sure whether there are many languages that have that, but there you go. The next. One, the next script then was much like we've just talked about as well here. What day is it? And the answer was the same.
It was Venerdì. And it might be because we record everything on Fridays, but it was Venerdì.
Venerdì. Oggi è venerdì. Today is Friday. We said after that, quasi la. Was it la or il? Did we decide in the end?
Il fine settimana, we say, or il
Il.
weekend. Because, yes, that's a good question, actually. I'll just go on a little bit of a tangent. 50-50, we're saying. But fine, il fine. Settimana, both fine and settimana would be feminine words, la fine and la settimana, but for whatever reason, when we combine them into fine settimana, end of the week, weekend, that becomes a masculine word. I have no idea why we do that, but that's the way we
It
roll.
must be the Romans,
It
surely.
probably was the Romans. I don't know if the Romans had a weekend as such, but if they did, it was definitely their fault.
And in the final one, we both revealed our ages. Did we reveal our ages?
I did reveal my age. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. What was your
Okay.
age?
My age was 31, 31. And
Okay.
I would let you say your age, just politeness for the older.
Yeah, my age was 54. Wow. Anziano, is that right?
Anziano, yeah. Well, 54 is probably not anziano at this point. We would say
Un
we
po'
have a
vecchio.
un po' we say di mezz'età, which is
Okay.
literally of half age. So someone who's not young and not old, sort of thing. I would say, that's probably what you would be called.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
That's not the Romans then. That's us, the Italians, if it's kind.
Ah, that's good. Good, as long as it's the Italians. Right, okay. What should we talk about this week then?
Okay, so first of all, well, we're gonna have another dialogue at the end of this podcast, and as always, try to answer. And as always, the answers will be on our Twitter, which is Italiandiamo, and you can just follow the hashtag #ItalianDiamoPodcast or our account. So be there or be square, as we used to say in the 90s.
Fantastico.
After that,
Okay.
we can talk a little bit about but what would you talk about today, Martin, actually?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question and then we'll go from there. So, Marco, da dove vieni?
Okay. Vengo da Milano.
Okay. So, in case you didn't understand that, I asked Marco where he came from. I think it's just another one of those things that if you're asking questions to people or you're trying to get to know people when you meet them, it's nice to know where they're from. So, da dove vieni?
Yes, I agree. And especially when you start learning a language, I think it's a good idea to know by heart a few sentences where you don't necessarily know what's the verb and what's the subject, but it's like good conversation starters because when you start speaking a language, you're not going to talk about, Nietzsche or politics. You're maybe going to talk about, where someone is from or what's their favorite fruit, because, what is he going to talk about? So, for example, da dove vieni, from where are you, literally, or do you come? Because venire is to come. Venire is a very irregular verb and therefore pretty tricky to actually conjugate. But if you learn that vieni is you come and vengo is I come, that's enough at this point. You don't need to know, what the rest of the verb is.
And that is from. So, I mean, I don't know how I would answer the question, but could you just answer by using da and then the town?
Yes, definitely you could.
Okay, yeah. So you don't need. I wouldn't need to answer by saying vengo dal Inghilterra.
No, you could just say Inghilterra or dall'Inghilterra. And that would be enough.
Okay, and for those of you who don't know, Inghilterra is the word for. It's the word for England, isn't it? But it's
Yes.
also the word for Britain or the United Kingdom.
We have words for all of those. So if we
Right,
want to be
okay.
very precise, Inghilterra is England, correct? Regno Unito is United Kingdom. Try to say that.
Regno Unito.
Very good, which is literal translation. And then we also have Gran Bretagna, which is Great Britain.
Gran Britannia. I didn't know that. Let's say we've got some people listening from the United States. I seem to only be able to remember the word in Spanish for United States. Is that Estados Unidos?
Yes, well, it's very similar. We say Stati Uniti, which is the literal translation of United States and Estados Unidos. Yes.
Okay, Stati Uniti.
Yes. And if you are from the United States, you wouldn't answer necessarily "Vengo dall'America," because to us, America is the whole continent or two continents actually, North and South America. So that would be mildly confusing. You would probably say "Dagli Stati Uniti."
Wow, that's bringing in some grammar there,
It
isn't it?
is, but we won't say what that means, but. Just dagli Stati Uniti.
Okay, dagli stati uniti.
Very good. Yes, Stati Uniti is plural, so that gli is the plural article. We will talk about some of that stuff in the next episode, possibly.
But suffice to say, the da changes depending on what word follows it. Right, well, I suppose if people could just remember to say da dove vieni. Then if they hear somebody ask them that, then they can just answer by saying the country, can't they? Now, if you're saying the town, then obviously the towns, you would say them, aren't they? I mean, obviously you're from Milan, but you would say Milano.
Milano, yes, I would say in Italian, correct.
And people aren't going to be too confused by that. But if somebody they were talking to was from Florence, they might be a little bit surprised when somebody answers back, might they?
Well, of course, in Italian we say the name of Italian cities in Italian, which, sounds obvious when you think about it, but I guess in English, most Italian cities are translated, especially the big ones. Maybe the smaller ones you do not have a word for because you don't know them enough. But Florence, for example, in Italian is Firenze.
Yeah, Firenze.
That we have, for example, Rome is Roma. That's easier.
Yeah, Roma, and you also have Torino,
Torino.
Turin,
Venezia.
Venezia, see, of course, Venice. And I wonder who it was who decided they were going to just change randomly the names of cities. And I've always been interested in this because obviously, if you're from Munich in Germany, that's München, and the same with Cologne, and and you've changed in Italian, you also changed the word for London as well, don't
Oh, actually, we do, yes. It's Londra
you?
in Italian.
And also you changed the name of Paris.
Parigi, yes. But we don't change the name of Madrid or of New York. So I don't know who decides that stuff. There must be some overworked, employee in some office just deciding, we're gonna change this city, we're not gonna change that one.
Yeah. Do you think it's like a room full of people with long beards and it's
Yes.
3 o'clock in the morning and they're like, right, what should we do now? I know. Let's just randomly change a name. I don't understand it at all.
I mean, it sounds like a fun job, and probably, obviously they're not gonna say it's useless because then they would be out of a job. So I guess that's what's happening. But jokes aside, I don't really know why we do that, and different languages translate different cities. But
I think on this occasion, I agree that we should blame the Romans because the Romans did it first, didn't they?
I think they did. I think they were used to call London Londinium. Was it the Romans?
They
Yeah.
did. And then we've got one of my favorite cities in the UK is Bath, and they called that Aquae Sulis. I mean, what? Where did they get Bath from Aquae Sulis? I don't know.
Well, anyways, you can say obviously your city in your own language. So if you're from Paris, for example, you can say Vingo, or you can say Paris or Paris, I guess you would say. And then we will, if we don't understand, we'll ask you a follow-up question. But generally speaking, if you're from a big city, chances are it's going to be translated. Except if it's English. I think the only English city or city in English that we translate is really London, because we say Manchester, we say, we need to have an accent, but we don't really translate any other city in the UK or in the US. So I think London is quite a rare one.
But do you change Edinburgh?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, because it's very hard to say, I guess, for us. It's Edimburgo, but
Edinburgh. See, yeah, great. That somebody somewhere should compile a list of all these places, I think. Right. Okay. So if somebody asks me "Da dove vieni," I don't have to answer by saying "Vengo dall'Inghilterra" or just "Inghilterra." I could also say where I live, couldn't I? Could I say "abito"?
Okay. That's almost a philosophical question. If you ask me da dove vengo, my answer would be the place where I was born and I was raised. So maybe you could also say Inghilterra, ma abito in Spagna, for example, England, but I live in Spain. So yes, venire, I would say, is where you're originally from, whereas abitare is where you inhabit, where you live.
And would you always use abitare? Because I've always wondered about the difference between abitare and vivere.
No, so vivere is a brother verb. It also means to be alive, which abitare doesn't. But besides that, they're basically the same thing. So if you can say vivo in Spagna or abito in Spagna. Probably vivere is slightly more irregular, because if we look into past participle, which we have no idea what is at this point, Martin, but that's irregular for vivere and it's regular for abitare. So I would say abitare is slightly easier to use when we talk about verbs. First conjugation regular verbs is the easiest possible type that we have. So that's better to start, but it's the same, whatever you like, vivo or abito.
Okay, so yeah, abito in Inghilterra, and we're using in there because it's a country.
Correct,
But
yes.
how would you say if you wanted to say I live in Malaga?
Very good. So in Italian, we have two possibilities. And in English, you would say in if you're staying somewhere, or to if you're going somewhere. In Italian, in translates to in, it's the same word, and to translates to a, but we use them differently. We say in if it's a state, a country, a region, an area, or anything like that, whereas we say a if it's a city. So we say vivo or abito a Milano, ma vivo or abito in Italia.
Okay, so vivo in Inghilterra, abito a Humfirth.
Very good.
Yeah, no, that's simple enough. But as you say, it's not just the country that takes in. If I wanted to say I live in Yorkshire, I would say abito in Yorkshire.
Very good, correct. You would say that. And not only that, even if you use the verb to go, which is andare, the name of our podcast, Italia Andiamo, if you want to say I go to London or I go to, for example, England, in English there is no difference, it's two. In Italian, you would say vado a Londra, ma vado in Inghilterra. So even for going to a place, we have the same difference. So in and a in Italian do not depend on whether you're staying somewhere or going somewhere, but just whether that's a city or anything that is not a city.
Very good. I think that's quite clear that I think it's just a good thing to remember. So whether you're living there or you're going there, it's in for countries and states and counties, whereas it's a for cities and towns. Yeah, well, I would say a simple way of remembering it is that the country is a and the state and the county is a bigger thing than the town and the city, and the word in is a bigger word than the word a.
I never thought of it in this way. I think it's very straightforward. Yeah, good.
Thank you. I'll put that in my book. Okay, well, that's good. Anything else that we should know then about?
Oh yeah, I mean we always said the da dove vieni, from where are you? So instead the question for where do you live would be dove vivi or dove abiti.
Ah, dove vivi, which is quite hard to say. Dove vivi, dove abiti.
Yes, I think if you have three V's in probably like nine letters, that's a bit too much. No, eight letters. So yeah, that's why dove abiti tends to be easier. Actually, vivere, when we talk about the imperfetto, becomes vivevo, which is ridiculous. So that, abitare is more straightforward and that's easier to use. But we don't
Right.
need the from in this case, the da, as in English, where do you come from, but where do you live? You don't say where do you live from. So, that's why we don't have the da dove vivi, but just dove vivi.
Dove vivi. Right.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, that's clear. Thank you very much. What about if I said abito a home Firth, and a lot of people out there will be thinking, where? Where does he live?
Okay, so the follow-up question that I would ask is dove?
And then how would I explain where on earth Home Firth is?
That's a very good question. So you could give context, as you said, for example, in England or in the region or county or whatever, if that's well known. So maybe you live in a small town, but the small town is in the state of Arizona. If you say Arizona, an Italian would usually kind of be able to locate that on a map. So it depends on how famous the place is. Or you could say vicino a, and then, which means close to, and then maybe a big city that I might know. So for example, you might say vicino a Manchester.
Okay, yeah, that's easy, isn't it? Vicino a Manchester, vicino a Leeds, close to. That would be a great way of answering the question for anybody, wouldn't it? Right, very good. So, well, I'll ask you, what areas have you been to in the UK?
Barely. I've been to London for a day and Nottingham for a day. Well, I would use a past tense, but if we want to use a, present tense, which is what we know so far, vado a Londra e vado a Nottingham. Obviously, we would say Nottingham with a very thick Italian accent. E tu, Martin?
In Italia?
Sì, in Italia, cosa conosci? What do you know?
Okay, so vado a, if we're going to say in the present tense then, vado a Venezia, vado a Milano, vado a Firenze, vado a Napoli. Would I say vado in Toscana then?
In Toscana, very good. Yeah, I go to
Yeah.
Tuscany because Toscana is a region.
Yeah, exactly. So I could say if I was saying the regions then, so vado a Veneto then would be the region for Venice, wouldn't it?
Vado in Veneto, sì.
In Veneto, there you, thank you. Thanks, absolutely. Right, so Napoli, I've always been confused about how to pronounce the region. Is it Campania?
Campania is correct, yes.
Right, so vado in Campania.
Vado in Campania. Molto bene, sì.
Okay, I think, yeah, vado in Umbria.
Umbria, okay, that's interesting.
In
That's not the most visited. It's a beautiful place, but not very many foreigners.
okay, could I say Mi piace, oh no, I'm gonna say I would like. So vorrei.
Vorrei, have you seen that? Yes, vorrei,
Yeah,
we could
we have
say.
said that before, haven't we? So vorrei andare. I would
Molto
like to
bene.
go in Puglia, a
Perfetto.
Puglia. Sì.
Sì.
Vorrei andare in Sicilia.
In Sicilia, ok.
Is there anywhere else I'd really like to go? Well, I'd like to go to the lakes, actually. In la
Okay.
would you call those lago? Laghi? In
Sì,
laghi?
well, we'll see that very soon, but il lago, the lake,
So then, i laghi.
and then i laghi would be the lakes. Yes, we'll see why, il becomes i and o becomes i, but il lago, i laghi, correct. But yes, Martin, very good. If you want to say I would like to go, vorrei andare is a very good way to say it. Vorrei followed by any verb in what we call the infinitive form means I would like to, and then in this case vorrei andare means I would like to go. We could say vorrei mangiare, I would like to eat, vorrei dormire, I would like to sleep. It's a very handy sentence and it can get us out of quite a lot of trouble.
Great, nice and easy to use. I like that. All right then. Well, then what we'll do now is we'll hand everybody over to this week's conversation.
Yes.
Okay. Grazie per oggi. E
Grazie a tutti. Sì,
arrivederci
a
tutti.
presto, al prossimo episodio.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Buongiorno, signore.
Posso aiutare?
Sì, quella cartolina, per favore.
Questa? Certo.
Quanto costa? Grazie.
3,50 euro.
E buona giornata.
Arrivederci. Buona giornata.
What did the postcard cost? And, for a bonus point, what was the repeated phrase at the end? Buonasera Marco, come va?
Sono molto stanco adesso, sfortunatamente.
Oh, posso aiutare?
No, grazie. Devo dormire.
Ok, buonanotte.
Buonanotte, a domani.
What is wrong with Marco? And how do you say? See you tomorrow.